Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and we'd like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. First question, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are you at least 18 years of age, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, government spending, education, healthcare, moral social issues, environment, crime, drugs?
Can I pull this again, please?
I'm sorry?
Can I get that list again, please? Of options?
Yeah. Well, you can only pick one. I'm sorry, just one.
Yes, I was asking for the list again. I missed the options. Can I get the options available to choose from?
Yeah, economy, jobs, inflation, taxes,
inflation.
Government spending, inflation. Okay, thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Global warming, easy.
Okay. You said what, ma'am? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Global warming.
Global warming? Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota specifically?
Environmental issue, let's see. There's so many.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's the one with the amount of pests that are released in the air from other states. That one is bad. It's very terrible for our ecology. I would say lack of control to chemical spilling and dumping.
Dumpings and chemical issues. Okay.
Yep.
Let me see. Hold on.
Oh, and lack of recycling facilities, too.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? When it comes to medical manufacturing, do you think they're doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor environmental performance?
Poor.
Poor. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to refining, do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Yeah, just good.
Okay. When it comes to mining, do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Okay, thank you. When it comes to electric utilities, do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor, thank you. When it comes to forest products, do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, definitely poor.
Poor, thank you. When it comes to agriculture and farming?
That's good.
Just good, okay. Thank you so much. Now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups are doing in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? County land departments, do you think they're doing excellent, good, just fair, or poor at managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota?
Poor.
Poor, okay. When it comes to environmental groups?
Fair.
Fair, okay. When it comes to forest and timber industries?
Poor.
Poor. When it comes to U.S. Forest Service?
Good.
Good, thank you. When it comes to Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Poor.
Poor. Thank you so much. Now, how important do you feel the forest product industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important,
very.
Not too important? Very. Okay, thank you. how significant a role do you think the forest product industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Will you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Somewhat significant.
Somewhat significant. Okay, thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
I've noticed fewer than harvested.
Okay, thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forest today than it was back in the 70s?
Fewer.
Fewer? Okay, thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
Not.
Okay, thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say is a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Negative.
Negative, thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas, yes or no?
I'm going to go with no because it's a complicated answer.
Okay. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Another complicated answer that is not a good solution. I'm listed as no to make it simplified.
Okay, thank you. Have you seen, heard, or read any information or news about Minnesota forest product industry, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes, yes or no?
I work for one.
Oh,
so,
okay.
By default, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of these economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or do you feel it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Well, keep me having a job, so I'll say major.
Major? Okay, thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
No, I wouldn't oppose that.
You say you support that or oppose that?
I support that.
Okay, thank you.
I do have to get going. How many more questions are there?
we almost done now. It's probably about 5 to 6 more questions at the most. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of 2 training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public and private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment to support in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
Support.
Support, thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Do you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Now, finally, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school, some college, college graduate, graduate degree?
Doctorate.
Bachelor's? Okay, thank you. What is your age? Are you Oh, doctors. So you have a master's. Okay, thank you.
No.
What is your...
It goes associate's, bachelor's, master's, which is graduate, and doctorate above
okay.
that.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm sorry. Now,
okay.
What is your age? Are you between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, or 65 plus?
18 to 34.
Thank you so much. How would you describe the community you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Is your annual household income below $25,000,
$25,000 to $50,000,
$50,000 to $70,000? Okay, no problem. Do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Progressive.
Thank you. In which of the following categories will you put your job or businesses? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade? Farming?
Government.
I'm sorry. I kind of lost you there. Can you please repeat the exact answer? Okay, thank you. Okay, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Female.
Female. Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. You have a blessed evening. Thank you.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.